Thank you, Crystal, for opening our service up this morning with Because He Lives. And Corey Welch, one of our young men in college, sharing the scripture, Luke 24, 45 through 48. Good morning, and thank you for joining us here at the Versailles Baptist Church this Sunday morning. I'm Pastor Mike Cantrell, and we welcome you to our live video televised recorded worship service. And before I read scripture and get into the message this morning, let us pause and go to the Lord in prayer. May you pray with me. Father God, we thank you for this day. What a gorgeous day, beautiful day it is to come into your house. And Lord, even though we're not meeting publicly, Lord, we are meeting in spirit throughout our community, throughout our nation, in our homes. And Lord, thank you for the technology that we have that we can broadcast out into the public and around where people maybe that don't have an opportunity to come to your house can listen from their computers or their phones. And Lord, we ask for your presence. We welcome you to be with us this day. Guide us and direct us. And we praise you in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Our title this morning is God, Our Defense in Times of Trouble. Our text this morning will be Psalms 46, 1 through 11. And before I read scripture, I'll do that in a few minutes. But to give you an introduction of Psalms 46, Psalms 46 is a song written by the sons of Korah. It is set in the context of catastrophe, chaos, troubled times, unparalleled uncertainty. And the writer's world was crumbling around him. And this psalm was written with the nation of Israel in mind, but it certainly applies to us today. So before we get into the text of Psalms 46, I want us to see the word Selah. In chapter verse 3, verse 7, and verse 11, the word is used 74 times in the Old Testament, 71 times in Psalms, and 3 times in the Old Testament book Habakkuk. The earliest Greek translation of this Old Testament translation translates Selah as intermission. So the idea was to get us to take a breath in order to, what I would say, reflect or to remember. So Selah is also thought to be rendered from two Hebrew words translated to praise or to lift up, as if we would lift someone up in prayer. Now, perhaps the singers paused so that they could think about what they had just sung in praise to God. So, Selah is also thought to be rendered in two Hebrew words translated to praise and to be lifted up. So, as we meditate on Psalms 46 this morning, may we look at it this way. In the midst of our present situation, let us reflect, remember, and praise God, first of all, for the help He gives. He promises to be with us. He promises to help us. So follow along with me as I read verses 1 through 3 of Psalms 46. Verse 1 says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very pleasant help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. Now, first of all, if you are following along with me in your Bibles or your Bible app, verse 1 begins with God, and this is very important, which means Elohim, which is a Hebrew word for God, and refers to Creator, King, judge, and savior. So, in the midst of whatever we're feeling today, God promises to be our refuge, our strength, and our help, as verses 1 and 2 and 3 tells us. See, God is our refuge, even when what seems steady is now unstable. The word refuge is a place of trust and literally means to flee, as running as impassable shelter. We've been told to shelter in place, be at home, stay at home, and that's what this is referring to. While we do that, let's seek God's face. I encourage you to do that each day in your time along with the Lord. And let us cry out in prayer, as Psalms 124, verse 5 tells us. Psalms 142, 5 says, I cried out to you, O Lord. I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the lands of the living. So, God promises to hide us in his shelter. He will help us by his strength. He is also very pleasant in trouble, as the verse says. The word very means to help us abundantly, greatly, now, in our present situation. Aren't you glad that God, who comes to our assistance when we are in trouble, he is always available and accessible in times of trouble? And that brings me to the word strength. We all need strength during this time. In verse 1, it implies that we rely upon him when we feel weak or even when we feel defenseless. So the phrase here, the very present help, means God is quick now to give us assistance in everything that we need. He will always and will be everything that we need, even into the future. So, it literally means he has proven himself to be such a help in the past that we can trust him in the future, in verse 1. Now, moving on, looking into verse 2, the writer is imagining the worst calamity that could possibly hit as he describes volcanoes or earthquakes erupting and mountains slipping into the sea. And then verse 3 describes the roaring waters of the sea, which is a picture of our lives right now. We experience this when we are our lives are out of control. And every continent is in commotion about what the coronavirus is doing and could do even still. So, looking what the psalmist is saying is when our security is suddenly gone, we are to seek refuge in God himself. See, our sense of helplessness, our humbleness, should drive us to God. Even when the whole world is turned upside down, you can run to him for refuge. The first Selah is found here in verse 3, the end of verse 3. Next, let us reflect, remember, and praise God for his presence now. See, the scripture says he is with us. He is with you. He is with all of us. Now, follow along with me as I read verses 4 through 7. There is a river whose streams make God glad in the city of God, the only dwelling places of God on high. God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when the morning dawns. The nations made an uproar. The kingdoms tottered. They raised his voice. The earth melted. The earth, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So, in these passages of scriptures here, 4 through 7, God promises us shelters when we seek him. And we need to be seeking Him in prayer. We seek Him through His Word. We seek Him in our lives. And we don't have to run far to find Him, because His presence is right here with us right now. Here in this place, here at the Priscilla Baptist Church, in your homes, wherever you go, He is with you. And verse 4 paints a picture that is easy for us to miss. And I want you to follow me on this. Because first of all, the city of God is Jerusalem, where it was a very beautiful city. It didn't have a river running through it like other cities and countries in that day, like Babylon or Rome or Egypt. They had rivers and waters running through their city abundantly. But there was something different here. It had something even better, Jerusalem did. The very presence of God. And that makes all the world the difference. See, God's grace flows like a river to bring gladness and joy to His people. And we need that. And we can acknowledge it and understand that when we acknowledge His presence. So this image in Scripture is used to represent happiness, abundance, and peace, even when everything else seems to be falling apart. Now, God's presence with His people is one of the central truths of Scripture. And verse 5 says it this way, God is in the midst of her. And verse 7 declares that the Lord of hosts is with us. And I want us to look at this word, the God of hosts is with us. This is from the root word Emmanuel, which means God with us. And this is from the root word Emmanuel, which is a part, or comes from Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, which refers to Jesus. See, this means when we put our faith in Jesus, we have God with us all the time. Now notice the last part of verse 5. God will help her at the break of dawn or the break of day. No matter how bad things get, God's presence means He will help us. So when we wake up and start a new day, we will experience what Jeremiah said, what he did in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and verse 23. He said this, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. So God's faithfulness is true. God is faithful to us. He will never leave us, and He will never forsake us. Now, looking at verse 7 some more. The Lord of hosts is with us. See, here we're introduced to another name for God, Jehovah Sabaoth, which means Lord of the angel armies. The Lord Almighty has a host of angels, a host of those ready to do His work. Just like you and I, we're called to do the work of the Lord. And in Psalms 24:10, it asks us a question. Who is He, this King of glory, the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth? And here He answers that question. He is the King of glory. And then He ends it by saying, Selah, a pause, a meditation, a reflection to remember and reflect and praise God. So God is a King and commander over every army, both spiritual and earthly. So, and He mobilizes them to accomplish His purposes. So it was a promise of His presence which gave Moses peace, according to Exodus chapter 33, verse 14, when Moses said, my presence will go with you. God was saying this to Moses, "My presence will go with you. I will give you rest." And I love how verse 7 ends. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. So if he was with Jacob, he's with us today. He will be with us present, past, and into the future. So as in verse 1, God not only has the power, but is our stronghold where we can run for safety. I like Psalm 46 because it shows us so many different areas in our own life where that God is here as our refuge, as our stronghold, as our strength. So thirdly and finally, let us reflect, remember, and praise God for the future peace he will establish. And this demonstrates his power in verses 8 through 11. So according to verse 8, we're called to come behold the works of the Lord. And let's look at that word behold, which means to perceive through sight or to gaze intently upon, to observe fully. And it expresses strong feelings of surprise or hope or expectations or certainty. And we certainly want to see that in our lives, that certainty. And we know that God is with us. So when you look at what this verse is saying, verse 8, it translated as lo, behold, look, and notice. All of these things here in verse 8 gives us assurance that God is with us. So even though we are not meeting together presently, our mission hasn't changed. And the reason I say that is that the Lord is still doing his work in and through our lives. Even though that we're not meeting corporately, he is still working in and through our lives individually. So maybe it feels like there's nothing that we can do to stop this COVID-19. Maybe you felt helpless or even hopeless at times. In God's position as sovereign king, he is still in charge. God is our help through this and even to the end. So most of Psalms 46 is written in the third person as the psalmist speaks about God. Now, as we look at verse 10, the Lord speaks in the first person. I like this because from his position as sovereign ruler, we're called to be still and know that I am God. See, to be still means to cast down or let fall as dropping our weapon or our defense because he's in control and we can trust him. So the picture here is opening our clenched fist and letting our hands just fall to our side as we leave matters to God. So we are to surrender and let him be in control. Psalms 37:7 says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself." So the purpose of being still is so that we will know God and know him intimately. To know means to acknowledge, to comprehend, to discover intimately with him, to understand that he is a fountain of power. He's wisdom, he's justice, he's his goodness and his truth. Exodus 14:13, Moses said, when Pharaoh, they were standing before Pharaoh and they was going to cross the Red Sea, God's told Moses, and Moses said to the people, "Stand still and see the salvation of God, which he will accomplish for you today." And that means for us as well. And verse 10 ends by saying, "I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." So what does that mean? as we quiet our souls and reflect upon his position of power as Lord over the world, we can trust him with our lives to the end. See, Jesus Christ is God and Lord of history. Old Testament, New Testament, all history. And nothing has happened outside of his plan. Nothing ever leaves him bewildered or astonished. Nothing ever catches him by surprise. As verse 2 says, though the mountains fall into the sea, those who know Jesus Christ has nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear. God is with us. And whether the COVID-19 virus leads to more catastrophic confusion, or as verse 6 says, a nation rage against one another, Scripture says in verse 1, God is our refuge. So in closing this morning, no matter what happens, remember verse 10, God will be exalted among all nations. He will be exalted in the earth. See, he is working out all things for his glory. See, it's for his glory, not for ours. It's for his glory and for our ultimate good. He's working all things out for our good who love him and trust him with our lives. So no matter what happens, we can reflect, we can remember, and we can praise God for the help that he gives, for his presence right now, and for the future peace that he will give us and he will establish. Psalms is a beautiful passage of scripture to read and study. And I pray and I hope that you will take this passage of scripture. There was so much I wanted to share, and I could share more. But take your time today and read Psalms 46, 1 through 11, and just allow the Holy Spirit to interpret this scripture to you. And as I close today, I'd like for us to close in a word of prayer. And whatever God's doing in your life, whatever your need is, just pray and be willing to accept God's help in your life. He will give you shelter. He will give you a stronghold on life and keep you from fear and give you that peace that passes all understanding. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the message from Psalms 46. And Lord, for those who are listening, for all of us, whatever that need is, whether it's spiritual, physical, or emotional, Lord, we know that you can meet it. You can take care of all the things that are going on within our minds, all the things that's going on within this world. Lord, because you're in control, we can trust you. We can run to you anytime. You're always present. And Lord, you're always providing. You will establish your kingdom now and forever. Lord, if there's anyone there out in our listening ears that don't know you personally as Savior, Lord, we pray for them today that they will receive your Son, Jesus Christ, as their Savior. And for those, Lord, that needs comfort, Lord, they will find it in you. We praise you and we thank you in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.